Dad Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Unceded Coast Salish Territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Michelle. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, DJ Medi and John in the house.
Yes.
So a little bit about myself. At heart, I am an adventure seeker and personal growth junkie. I love to travel. I actually speak four languages, and I've lived on four different continents. I'm pretty spiritual, and I'm into energy healing, and I'm also an avid reader, bouldering enthusiast, and karaoke queen. And last but not least, I'm a homeschooling mom.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, and John in the house, did you want to say hello?
Hello, Michelle Zhang, and her support in the studio today is...
Sandra.
Thanks, Sandra, for supporting your best friend there. She needs all the encouragement she can get.
Yes. All right, Michelle, so you're a mom. I never had any kids, but tell me what it's like to be a parent.
Okay, so you've probably heard this before from other parents. Mm-hmm. It's definitely the most challenging role I've ever had in my life, but also the most rewarding. And I think it's challenging because there's no instruction manual that tells you what to do. You kind of have to figure it all out on your own because each child is different. Those of you know parents who have multiple kids, they know this. And It also depends on where you are at on your journey, in your life journey. So when our first child came along, I wasn't ready to be a parent. I actually resisted it for a long time. And also being an only child with my mom already passed on, I didn't have anyone close to me in my life to look to as a role model, and that was hard. But, you know, eventually I figured it out, and here I am now, finally feeling proud to be the mom I am today.
Oh, fantastic. All right, and you're writing a book?
Yes, I am. Oh my gosh. So this book is so close to my heart and my vision for humanity. When we change the way we parent, it changes how our children grow up and the kind of humans they become. And conscious motherhood to me is not about doing it all right. It's about being fully here with them, with yourself. And it's trading pressure for presence, guilt for growth, perfection for permission to be human. It means pausing when everything says rush, repairing when I miss the mark, softening when it's hard, and remembering that I matter too. So it's taken me years of inner work and healing, writing and relearning what love looks like to arrive here. And, you know, I'm still arriving.
All right, and you sing karaoke, and
I sure do.
Yes, you're the karaoke queen. Tell us about
apparently.
This. Yeah, you have some songs that you're going to be singing for us tonight. Tell us about the first song.
So my first song is Adele's "Easy on Me." I chose this song because it captures something I think many of us feel, especially mothers, that longing to be understood while we're in the middle of growing, healing. And just doing our best with what we've known. You know, it's not always easy, but It's so worth it. So this one is for all of us learning to be softer with ourselves and the little ones we're raising.
Fantastic. All right, so while she gets preps, John's going to talk about events that are happening around town, and we'll get to Michelle Zhang.
This is John in the House's John and Light Music Management shows, because I booked a lot of shows in the summer at the Club 240 down in South Surrey, White Rock. Friday, June the 27th, Fast Times, 80s Rock Experience. Friday, July 4th, Rock and Roll Show with Rock Voodoo and guests. Also, Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks. Saturday, July 5th, Mashtown, a tribute to early Motown. All these events are at Club 240. Saturday, July 12th, my metal show called Metal Music Saturday is all right for moshing. Headline, Call Human with Ruin, R-U-I-N. So you pronounce it R-U-N. Sins, S.I.N.S. They're a metal band of international students that are studying at SFU. Friday, July the 25th, Final Cut, a tribute to Pink Floyd's Rock Side and Orson Bordeaux, an art rock band. Friday, August the 8th, Liquid Blue and Option 3. These are two great rock tribute bands to the hits we all love in the rock and roll genre. Saturday, 23rd of August, Rock Voodoo again, rock show with guests Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks. Friday, August the 29th, Country Music Dance at Club 240. Dennis Matchuk's band called Matlin Starsley Unplugged. And Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks, because he's very versatile. He has some country songs. Saturday, August 30th, my third metal show. Headline, Never Another. Aggressive by Nature and Zenith. On Saturday, September 13th, metal show number 4. Headline, Mortal Hell. Again, R.U.I.N. That's R-U-N. And an underage band called Malevolent. Saturday, October 25th, Mashtown, a tribute to early Motown. Then at the Cobalt Cabaret, my first real big metal show there. Metal Music Saturday is all right for moshing, with headline, Heathen Sins. Aggressive by Nature and the Evan Williams Project. One more out of town at the Maple Ridge, the Wolf Bar. Friday, June the 13th, Mashtown, a tribute to early Motown. Saturday, June 14th, Rock Voodoo and guests with Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks. Friday, June 27th, metal show number 5, headline, Mortal Hell, League of Corruption and In the Flesh. Well, one show left at the Wolf Bar, Friday, June the 20th, Liquid Blue, classic rock show. Well, that's it for my entertainment this week, all my shows. I hope you come out and enjoy and support the local music within our community and out in Maple Ridge and in Vancouver. Thank you. DJ
Nutty. All right. We got to Michelle, and this is her first song, Adele's Easy on Me, right here on CJSF.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in. Go.
So go easy on me.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The voice that was of Michelle Zhang, yes.
That was nerve-wracking.
You did it, girl. You did
Pat
it.
My Jerry on radio.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to talk about Asian History Month because May is Asian History Month. Who inspires you?
Oh, what a great question. So a few people come to mind. First, Mahatma Gandhi. For his unwavering faith in resolving problems through peace. I feel that deeply in my parenting and life journeys. He was a masterful leader who inspired movements for civil rights and freedom across the world. Another person who comes to mind is David Suzuki, definitely an inspiration. I have learned so much from his advocacy for education in environmental conservation. On my health and wellness journey. And so I also feel conscious motherhood includes holistic living and teaching our children to be mindful of our environment and how to best protect it for future generations. And last but not least, my mom in heaven. As an immigrant parent who was forced to leave her almost four-year-old behind with her parents, and for more than 2 years to join her husband in Canada to build a new life. She definitely survived many hardships. I'm eternally grateful for the life that I have today because of her brave and courageous heart. Thank you. What a great question.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, and we're going to go right to the second song. Tell us about it, and then we'll get John to do another segment for her.
Sure.
Yeah, Evie, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, tell us about your second song.
Awesome. Thank you. So my next song is Pink's What About Us? Because it's a bit of an anthem for the inner child in so many of us, wanting to be seen, heard, and understood. When I think about parenting, especially parenting consciously, so much of it starts with healing. That little voice inside of us that once asked, what about me? It's also a reminder that our kids are asking the same thing in their own way every day. What about my emotions, my voice, my story? And I'm learning that conscious parenting isn't about having all the answers. It's about listening deeply, showing up intentionally, and doing better together. So this one's for the cycle breakers, the brave feelers, and every soul who's ever wanted to be truly seen.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so while she goes up to the mic, I will get John to talk about more announcements.
I have some announcements.
About Evie?
No, I just...
Oh, the other one?
I thought we were going to play the song, and then I'd talk about it. But
sure.
I can make some announcement here about some other artists.
Yes.
Okay. Later on, we're going to listen to Karen Foley's new single, released on May 5th, 2025, Sitting Pretty. I want to give a shout out to singer-songwriter Evelyn Kay, Canadian professional singer-songwriter, author, and actress. And then also a shout out to Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks. Troy has a new documentary on the go. I was with him the other day filming it, so he's producing a new documentary. And what else do I have to talk about? Karen Barefoot Foley, she has a show at the Arts in the Garden on Father's Day, June 15th. Her shows are at the Calm Garden Stage at 11 a.m. and at 12:40 p.m. at 1226 Rosewood Crescent, North Vancouver. Also, Karen is hosting a jam at the Eagles Club in North Vancouver, June 19th. Sign up. Musicians, please sign up at 7 p.m. The jam will start at 8 p.m. and run till 11. And the address is 170 3rd Street West, North Vancouver. That's it for now. I have those songs I'll talk about later.
That's right. Yes, we're going to play them after Michelle Zhang sings Pink, What About Us? Right here on CJSF.
We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about us? We are problems that want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing. We came when you called. But man, you fooled us. Enough is enough. What about you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about then I'll be ready. Are you ready? It's the start of us waking up. Come on, are you ready? I'll be ready. I don't want control. I want to let go. 'Cause now it's time to let them know. What?
Fantastic. All right. We're going to get to some more music, and we'll be back with more Michelle Zhang after this.
I was born fast with perfect hands for violin, but I worked at a restaurant all the time. So they always made me clean the washroom, so I took a pass. I said, I know if I'm sitting pretty, but sitting down for sure. My grandmother is the reason I'm who I am. But not a lot of singing went on there, so they gave away the piano. Oh, I know if I'm sitting pretty, but sitting down for sure. Mm-hmm. a breath of fresh air. That's it. Can you feel the change? I love everyone. I'm lucky to be part of this trend. The key is less and then it's more. I know how you feel. I said, I know if I'm sitting pretty but sitting down the shore. We're all going up from this little base camp. Just don't know how I got so lucky. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for love. I said, I know if I'm sitting pretty, but sitting down for sure. I said, I know if I'm sitting pretty, but sitting down for sure. Oh, yeah.
That was Karen Barefoot Foley with her new single released on May 5th, 2025, called Sitting Pretty. She was at the Cloverdale Rodeo this year. Anyways, go check her music out and support country music. DJ Meddy? Okay, the next song we're going to be playing is by Evelyn Kay off A Ballad of the Forgotten Realm. It's a story aimed for children. She has audiobooks available at evelynk.shop because she writes for children as well as adults. So check out evelynk.com.
Here's Evie's revelation on CSX.
On kittens, bubblegum that pops. Cherry stems that I get to pick from the top. For I wish for a kiss to bring me what I miss. Or am I deemed to be an unenchanted bliss? Wishes on kisses. Me tenderly, you get up, and now you're closer to me.
Oh,
That was Evelyn Kay with her song called Evie's Revelation. Revelation. Sorry. Oh, God.
Let's get to a commercial.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
All right, and we are back with more Michelle Zhang. All right, so you know some local musicians around town.
I do. And you know what? I've had the privilege and honor mm-hmm. to meet some incredible musicians and friends, of course, through my karaoke community.
Nice.
So first off, my friend and vocal coach, Kira Dodd, is with 3-9's Fine Band. I'll give you their handle in a second, but these guys are in their early 20s, but they put on such a great show already, and they're actually playing live next on Saturday, June 28th at the Bird House in Vancouver. They'll also be at the Fraser Valley Cider Company Summer Conference.